If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 my friends. Happy Sunday and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start the podcast by taking a look back at yesterday's early kickoff on TalkSport, the only Premier League fixture this weekend, as Mikel Arteta's Arsenal annoyingly continued their top four charge with an impressive 1-0 win away over Steven Gerrard's Aston Villa. Wasn't really that impressive, was it?
Another fascinating game day. Managed to pull it back here to Ødegaard. Smith-Rowe might get a shot away right-footed from the edge of the area and balloons it high over the crossbar. Here's Saka now into the penalty area, linking up neatly with Ødegaard, continuing his run to the six-yard box, cuts it back, and Smith-Rowe and Lacazette really just got in each other's way. Gabriel trying to turn onto it. Shot from Saka! And the first goal for Arsenal! Bukayo Saka with yet another magic moment! Cleared as far as McGinn, who curls one! Right-footed just past the far post. Watkins running at Gabriel, tries to step over, shoots left-footed! And how did that stay out? Ball in towards Danny Ings inside the area. He looks to guide the header into the top corner. Over Leno, but onto the roof of the net. And there is the full-time whistle. No late twist in the towel. Arsenal back to winning ways as it finishes at Villa Park. Aston Villa 0, Arsenal 1.
Now, after the game, Steven Gerrard spoke about Villa's lacklustre performance and believes they showed, and I quote, too much respect, or as Stevie said,
too much respect
to Arsenal. But Mikel Arteta was full of praise for his young side that secured that big away win to boost their hopes for a Champions League football next season.
Yeah, it was a big win after the defeat against Liverpool. By the performance that we had, obviously we wanted to come here and play well first, which we did, and get the 3 points because we want to keep the momentum going. And I think the team showed today a lot of personality to come and play the way we played, the way we dominated the game, and to come away with a win at the end.
I thought we had too much respect for Arsenal. I thought we lacked belief in ourselves collectively. It wasn't really until the game got into the second half where we started really showing anything near where I wanted it to look. So no complaints in terms of the overall scoreline. We could have snatched something at the end. I thought we were a lot more positive, created more, you know, put some good crosses into the box. Danny's had the little flick header. Then he's had the side volley that he maybe could have done a bit better with. Ollie's hit the outside the post. So second half was a big improvement, a lot more like us. But I thought we didn't start the game on the front foot. We didn't make it look how we want Villa Park to look. And we were really frustrated with our first half performance.
Now we turn our attention away from the Premier League for a moment to take a closer look at the FA Cup. Middlesbrough, famous, of course, for their giant killings in the competition, took on Chelsea. It says on my script here the Champions of Europe, but there's no way I'm going to say Chelsea the Champions of Europe. So I'll just say Chelsea. Oh, I've just said it, haven't I? Could the Borough knock out a Premier League giant for the third time this season? Well, no. And here's your proof.
Can Chris Wilder stay in this year's race for the FA Cup? Or will Chelsea hose up and secure a place at Wembley? And Ziyech has just done that into Mount, who sprinted away down the right side again, peeling off to the edge of the area. It comes to Lukaku in the six-yard box, and he taps it home from 5 yards out. Ziyech, who motors up towards the edge of the penalty area, cuts in left, but it drives the ball goalwards and brilliantly past the goalkeeper with a fizzing effort. What a fantastic finish by Hakim Ziyech. An 11th FA Cup
semi-final in 16 years. They just love the FA Cup.
So Chelsea reached their third FA Cup semi-final in a row, but really, who cares? Thomas Tickle Tuchel gave his thoughts on reaching Wembley again this year, but a disappointed Chris Wilder praised his Middlesbrough side for an impressive FA Cup run in the competition this season.
New generation of supporters, as you can see, knocking about the Riverside and watching the likes of Mason Mount and Silva and Rudiger and all the fabulous players that they've got, so there's no downside to that. Another full house again today, even after the nonsense of the week and all that was talked about. And they've seen a committed team, so I think there's a definite connection between our players, our staff and our supporters that we'll definitely need between now and the end of the season.
Don't forget, we come from a period of a lot of games in a short period of time. We just played Champions League, now another competition. Completely different setup. We were like favourites and again we showed like the determination, attitude and focus that was needed to get a deserved win. I'm very happy with the performance and of course with the result. We controlled the game and managed to be in the lead and score a second goal when it was absolutely crucial, and that gave us a deserved win today.
And don't forget, of course, tomorrow is game day on TalkSport with an FA Cup special.
The FA Cup, the original and the best.
Found there by in the penalty area. Chance for Mertesa. A brilliant counter-attack goal from Crystal Palace.
Rondon has his second, and Everton have finally seen off the challenge of Boreham Wood.
Armando Broja, Southampton's top scorer, wheels away in celebration.
And Manchester City lead by 2-0 here. Jack Grealish.
It has been a season of shocks in the FA Cup. Are we in place to witness another here?
Back for Spence. Nottingham Forest 4, Leicester City 1.
And Liverpool finally have the lead. And it's Diego Jota.
What a weekend. What a competition this is.
Now, moving down to the Championship, which, of course, Norwich will soon be doing. Yesterday, we had second v third as Bournemouth travelled to Huddersfield in a clash for automatic promotion, or AP, as no one calls it.
Huddersfield 0, Bournemouth 3, and no doubt a statement win from Scott Parker's men, but few would have predicted it would be this routine. Jadon Anthony put the visitors ahead on 90 minutes with a simple finish from a Dominic Solanke cross at the end of a sweeping move. Jefferson Lerma doubled the advantage when he punished a half-cut clearance to send the ball back beyond the stranded Lee Nichols after the initial save from Dominic Solanke. Solanke celebrated his 23rd league goal just over 60 seconds in after the restart with a cute finish past Nichols as Bournemouth went for the jugular. Wallace also wasted a golden chance to open the scoring after just 2 minutes with Huddersfield caught fast asleep. It's no wins in four for the Terriers and only 1 point from a possible 9 in the Championship in what is a huge blow to their automatic promotion hopes. The season, I would add, is far from over, but they have an unkind run-in and Carlos Corberan must find a way to re-galvanise his players to stay in the playoff picture. Danny Ward with their best chance on 29 minutes, a header straight at Mark Travers. Huddersfield 0, Bournemouth 3.
Bournemouth now go 6 points clear, third with 2 games in hand. Scott Parker praises Bournemouth side for an impressive win and believes it's one of their best of the season so far.
You guys have witnessed that game and watched that game, I think, from start to finish, really. A team there which was arguably probably one of our best performances of the season, really. I thought in every facet of what we did today, our pressing, the intensity we played at, stuck to the plan of what we prepped for this game and really executed, and then was very clinical, was fluid, you know, delighted with that performance, really, all round, really. It was a big result, of course, but even more so a massive performance from us.
Now, aside from football this afternoon, we've got a big old day of cricket on TalkSport 2, where England took on the Windies.
As Mahmood comes in and balls to Holder, and Holder's hitting this in the air. This is going out to mid-on, chance for a catch. Is he going to gift this wicket away? Yes, he does. Catch taken, and a very good one there, taken as two by Fisher. It was in the air. It was blowing and gliding really in the air. Fisher was under it, but he was not settled. And in the end, he took it kind of running back. Hold the goals. That's a gift of a wicket, really. Pulling or trying to pull a short ball, and he didn't suggest any control over that shot. The Windies have lost their second ball after lunch. It's now 3:51 for six.
The shot came out of nowhere from Jace, and then it was a great catch from Fish. There wasn't a massive celebration from me. I was sort of looking at the wicket to see where my foot landed and whether the umpire would say anything. But I guess it was just a feeling of relief more than anything after, you know, what happened last night.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I don't really care. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it, or else. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.